Blog Talk Radio.
The All About You show is brought to you in part by Vera Heart Coaching and Mindscape, the art of transformation.
Welcome, welcome to a very special episode of the All About You show today. And my special guest is Julie Elizabeth Day, who is a spiritual therapist, teacher, and prayer practitioner. And I had been invited to one of these online prayer groups for the new moon, and I believe Julie does them, these prayer circles at new moons, and the energy that was just surrounded in that call with all the people, you know, you get to it was just unbelievable. And I just sent her a note right away and said, I have to have you on my show because your energy is utterly amazing. And thinking about prayer and putting a new spin, a new perspective on, you know, what we consider prayer and how we pray, and to inspire people, you know, the way that Julie does. And if more and more and more, you know, each little tell a friend, eventually it will be a global thing, and humanity would be so much better off if there were more Julie Elizabeth Days in the world. So welcome, Julie, and thank you so much for being my special guest on the show.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me, Karen. What an introduction. That was just smiling from ear to ear. Thank you. I so appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, I meant every word of that, and it was like somebody just lit a spark, you know, deep inside. Yeah. When I was, you know, listening and tuning in with all the energies, you know. And the interesting thing is, you know, I muted my own phone, and I didn't realize that you mute the call, you know, so that we're not all hearing one another. But I had my own phone muted, and I'm just there, and I'm listening, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is fabulous. I love the way this feels. I love this energy. And it's like, can you do that every day?
Yeah. You know, and it's so interesting, and I look at the evolution of this in a very impersonal way, like it's happening to me too, you know. Last year, around the new year, I usually sit in a process called visioning, which, you know, is really calling forth the highest vision for fill in the blank, your relationship, your career, your purpose, or ... your year.
Right.
And so as I was sitting and visioning for 2015, and this really came through strongly, I mean, and it was crystal clear, to do a new moon prayer call every new moon. And I was like, oh, okay. And came through very clearly that it was to be free and an offering, and a way to kind of grow more into community and to develop a community around this beautiful practice of prayer. And
right.
So I just kind of said yes and surrendered to it. And, you know, as it's grown, we've been doing it since January. So this December, actually the next new moon is December the 10th. So that's right around the corner. Will be our 12th. You know, it'll be like our year. Well, I guess it's not our full year anniversary, but it'll be our 12th call. And it's just been such a beautiful, wonderful thing that I never could have anticipated, nor could I have created from my own ego mind. You know, it was really divinely, heavenly sent. So
right.
I geek out on it too, Karen. Like, I get super excited, and I geek out on how enthusiastic everyone is, and what a beautiful, high vibing community has formed around this tradition, tradition that we're forming. So I don't know if we can do it every day, but we definitely can do it once a month.
Yay! When I, you know, after that call and my quick email to you, I went and I looked at your website, and there's a quote on your website. And I have your website pulled up right now, julieelizabethday.com. And it's under the About section of you. And this quote makes me laugh every time I read it. And when I want to laugh, this is a really good one. Treat everyone you meet like God in drag by Ram Dass. Now,
yes.
That is,
yes.
I mean, truly,
yeah.
I mean, that is like the epitome of how we need to treat one another, you know, and it's just
and
I'm like, and what a great way to say it, like God in drag. It's awesome, you know.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I had not heard that one or read that one.
Oh, really?
So I absolutely love it. I do. I absolutely love it. So,
well,
now you are.
Well,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ram Dass, if I can riff on that for a moment, Ram Dass is one of my greatest teachers. You know, like we all resonate with. Either one or several, you know, teachers throughout our lifetime. And he just has my number, man. Every time I read a book of his or see him on video or hear a recording, I just really get aligned with what feels like a really high truth. And yet he's so human, you know, and that's what I love about him. And that's kind of a, my path as well is, you know, I'm not here to be an Eckhart Tolle. You know, I mean, I'm open if, you know, if like that kind of enlightenment happens to me in this lifetime. However, I'm God in a human suit. You know, I'm having a very earthly human experience here, and I have a lot of hardcore life curriculums that I've gotten to work through and that I get to continue to work through. And so Ram Dass always just speaks to that, like bridging heaven and earth, and that like treat everyone like God in drag. I so celebrate that, and I think that there's this old paradigm way of seeing God as outside of us, you know, as some sort of mythological man on a cloud. And right, and that sets up a sense of separation and a sense of, you know, God is outside of me. I need to crawl on my knees, or I need to earn it or deserve it, or, you know, say some sort of magic formula to access it. And that's just not true. You know, the perspective that I'm coming from is that the fullness of God is everywhere present. You know, the fullness of God is in a flower, in a tree. It's in your neighbor. It's in your mom. It's in your frenemy. You know, the fullness of God is everywhere present. And so, like that Ram Dass quote, that invitation, you know, like, can I really show up to each and every person as a divine appointment and as a teacher and a messenger of something, you know, I think the world would be so different if that were the case.
I believe that. I get where you're coming from, and I love that vibe, and that, you know, because that segues into beautifully, you had made a comment that you're God in a suit, right? And that's it. That's everybody, you know, that we are just like this, the same energy stream experiencing life in a different way, according to whatever curriculum we decided that we wanted to experience. And whenever we meet people, people for me are like mirrors, you know, and I look at them and, you know, and okay, what is this person teaching me? What is this person, you know, what am I learning from here? And, you know, take it with that. And then I move along. And some people are in my life for a very, very long time because they have much to teach and share. And I love those people. Mm-hmm. And the ones that aren't, I'm grateful for their presence whenever, at whatever period that they came and then they left, because, you know, they all leave footprints across my heart. And, you know, and life actually, when you look at it like that, it becomes pure, unadulterated magic, and that was one of my lessons, you know, and is to learn to look at life as magic, as like when you stated earlier in the conversation, you know, about sitting with this energy and what were you looking for, you know, and how this idea came to you about the new moon prayer circle. I do every year my one and only resolution, and I don't know for how many years now, my one and only New Year's resolution is to find 1 million things to laugh about. That's it.
Oh, oh, we really are soul sisters.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because I, you know, it is, I love laughing. And sometimes I laugh inappropriately.
Yeah,
and that might be because my humor might be one off. But, you know, if it's funny, it's funny. You know?
Yeah.
And that begs the question, is it funny because you laugh or do you laugh because it's funny? Either way, I don't care. I'm laughing. And I am,
right.
You know, that one, you know, I can sit sometimes and just giggle for a week, you know, and I enjoy that. And
yes.
I don't, you know, when I'm not feeling, you know, my connection or that I'm not feeling, you know, as grounded as I could be, you know, I immediately look for something that just will make me shift. And I have, you know, animals, and I'm an animal lover, and I have rescues that I absolutely adore. And my shadow, who's with me on every phone call, he's sitting right in the chair across from me. His name is Leo. He's a 5-pound Pomeranian who will be 5 years old on Christmas Eve. Or New Year's Eve.
Wow.
I take that back. So
happy birthday, Leo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, New Year's Eve becomes a whole new experience in celebrating, you know.
Yeah.
And it becomes all about Leo Day, right?
Yeah.
And because, you know, everything else is just passages of time, and these moments when you celebrate them stick out, you know, because you never want to look back at life and say, I could have. Or I wish I would have, or, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And I, you know, like living with no life with no regret, you know. I look back and go, that was a learning, you know, and yay me. And now let's, you know, quit hitting me upside the head with that board. I'm ready to go on now. Let's go. you know.
Yeah. You're dropping many nuggets of wisdom here, Karen. And I just want to, highlight some of them because I think they're really important to highlight. And one of them is this notion of life is for me, not against me. Like that's how I would spin it. You know, you were saying that everyone's a mirror and everyone's a teacher and that there are messages everywhere. And I think that if we can really get to that place of seeing that life is for me and not against me, you know, and whatever is showing up in front of me is something that's here to teach me something, to show me something, to support me in some way, to reflect something that maybe is itchy or uncomfortable to look at, but is the pathway to a healing that I've been calling forth, you know? And to me, the practice of prayer really helps to line me up with that principle that life is for me, not against me. It lines me up with my intentions. Like, what am I willing to experience? I get really crystal clear on what that is. And sometimes I'm not. However, I can use it to get crystal clear on what I'm willing to experience. And then as I head out into my everyday life, I can know that whoever's coming forth with a strong message, you know, because I'm feeling it strongly, whatever I'm really being drawn to, it's to help me line up with my intention. It's to help me to release things that are not in alignment with it and to step into that which is. So I just wanted to riff on that because that's a really beautiful way of seeing it. Yeah.
Right. You know, and people often don't pay attention to that, you know, that, you know, the road is – their road is paved in love regardless of whether they want to acknowledge it or not. And, you know, and when you look at these signposts along the way, I'm reminded of – and I don't remember the movie where Jim Carrey plays gets to be God for a day. And he's screaming and yelling at God and looking for, look at, you know, show me a sign. It's like, stop, go back, danger. It's like, really?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of that movie either, but I know which one you're talking about. It's not Liar, Liar.
Yeah.
Is it? No.
No. But, you know, it is, that I think is how a lot of people project it because it is. It is like exactly as you said, where people and I can't speak for everybody. I haven't met all the people on the planet yet, but I do imagine, because that was my own imagining, that that's my goal. That is my goal. 7 billion people, I'm coming for you. But there are, you
big
know.
Big goal, heat. Dream big.
Yep. You know, and that it's a he. You know, and he sits in this chair, and it's personalized, and every time you say he, it makes it, you know, it's a personal thing, and you have to please him, and you know, and when when you're not recognizing, you know, that which in you that aligns to that, you know, what we call God or source or energy or, you know, whatever it is, whatever label you want to give it, when we're not aligning with that and we're yelling for a sign, look, pay attention, because they're there and they're always there. And whether the message comes to you in a way you were expecting or not, don't just, you know, don't shoot the messenger just because it didn't come to you in the form of the gift that it really is, you know?
Yes.
So,
That's what I call divine right seeing. Yeah, like seeing with more clarity instead of with your ego mind. Yeah, that's a it's a powerful lesson that I get to learn continually.
Because you know what? Is it ever done?
Is it ever done? No, I don't think so. I think it's infinite, right? Yeah. It's infinite. It's infinite, ever expanding good that we get to step into.
Yeah. Right, because it's not like, you know, people who are, you know, enlightened than they are, you know, but it's not like let me nail that plaque to the wall, got that job done, what next, you know? And because that's a forever evolving, unraveling thread to who you really are, who you're meant to be, and what it is that you're here to do and to inspire and, you know, live in joy. And when you can't find that joy, find something, you know, that offers just that vibration, and hang on for dear life until you can make that the strongest vibration, you know, rather than the one of desperation. And we're getting, we're coming up into the silly season. And
is that what that is?
The silly season. And my heart goes out to in the one that we just came through, Thanksgiving. And I did like things that I was grateful for on Thanksgiving. And my husband thought that I was crazy for doing a show on Thanksgiving. And I said, well, you know what? I can talk for an hour. I don't know if it will be sensical or not, since I've been standing on my feet for 10 hours, you know, but there's a lot of things that I'm grateful for in my life. And I posted, like, I don't know how many pictures that are on that marquee forever and ever and ever of things, people, places, and events in my life that I am most grateful for, and where a lot of learning has come. And a few years ago, I think back in 2012, we were on an Alaskan cruise. Have you ever been to Alaska?
No, but I would love to go on an Alaskan cruise. I've always salivated over that.
Yeah, you should go. Everyone should go. I mean, it's beautiful. It is, you know, some of the most incredible to see the glaciers, you know, up close and personal, and listening to them calf, the sound that it makes, you know, that calfing sound as part of the glacier breaks off, to be present in that moment, to see the whale, saw a pod of orcas, and, you know, but on our way to the ship, we had taken a tour, and and it was this wild animal park, and there is a big, big, beautiful bear who's caged in. And if I were that bear, I'd be like trying to figure out how to get out. But I went up to the bear, and he was right by the fence. There was just him. There's just the fence between him and me. I could have reached in petted his head, you know. He was that close. And all of a sudden, he put his two front paws together and put his head down. And I got that. I snapped that picture of a bear in prayer. Like,
a
lady, please let me out of here.
Oh, that's so interesting because I drew a few cards before this call, and one of the cards that I drew was bear. So so that's beautiful. And, of course, bear is that word, like, inward dreaming space. And, you know, so speaking about gratitude, and one of the things that I teach when I'm teaching prayer, which comes from my teacher, who is Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith over at the Agape International Spiritual Center.
I love him.
Yeah, he's a modern mystic for sure. And he was my teacher for 9 years. I was just so blessed to be in his presence and in his field and in his consciousness. And
that in
itself was a great gift. Yeah, yeah. What he says is, you know, we enter the gates with gratitude, you know. So one thing that's really important with prayer is you don't get what you pray for. You get where you pray from. So,
exactly.
You know, if I'm in like a total lack mentality, I'm feeding that energy into my prayers. And, you know, there's space for everything, you know, and it's okay. Sometimes we just can't do any better than that. You know, we need to come to prayer on our knees and be in like supplication and surrender. And that's okay. And, you know, when we know better, when we do better. So, So when we can get our vibration higher and higher and higher, then that's the energy that we're putting into our prayers. So it helps to enter the gates with gratitude. And even if we think we got nothing to be grateful for, you know, as soon as you open that door, as soon as you knock, you know, you start to find things. And, you know, like just the fact that, you know, I have a roof over my head, or I have cozy slippers on my feet, or, you know, I live in one of the best, what I think, and is one of the best cities in the world, or I have amazing friends, or I feel love, or I saw a bear in prayer, you know, like there are so many things to be grateful for. And even that, like I woke up, right? I ate an amazing breakfast. Like as you start looking for these things, they start to appear, and it's infinite. Like it's never ending. Like the list could go on and on and on. You know, there's a cute little Leo in front of you, and you know, there's once upon a time there was a cute little Belle in front of me, and I have her picture sitting here right in front of me. So it just goes on and on. And even like I feel my voice and my vibration right now rising, just talking about it and just looking for gratitude and finding it everywhere. And so to begin prayer with gratitude, to begin with, I'm thankful for, I'm so grateful for, and just to let that vibration lift your spirits, even if it's just a step or two from where you were when you began, it helps. And that becomes the energy of the prayer itself. And it helps the prayer to be in a positive motion.
Yes, that was good. That was very good. I hope I'm recording this. No, I'm kidding. No, of course it's being recorded. Yes, no, but that was really, really, really good. That was really good. Mm. And you could feel it just coming from deep within your soul, you know, that is, you know, something that is so powerful to look for gratitude. And you're right, when you knock, the door will automatically open, and it will find you no matter, you know, you look for it, it will find you. And then it just continues to show up and show up and show up, and things to be grateful for. And then all of a sudden you're again, it's that magic shift, that paradigm shift, when you realize how much you have to be grateful for, you know, whatever it is, how little you have, you know, it's not about, I love this song lyric. It's not about, and I've forgotten it, but Cheryl Crow.
Cheryl Crow.
Yeah. It's not about having what you don't want, it's loving what you have. Right? Do you know the quote, the lyric? It would sound a whole lot better if I could remember it, but It's in there somewhere in my brain.
Yeah, but, I love what you just said.
And that's true. It is. It is. It's being happy with what you have now. And when you're happy with what you have now, more of, you know, you're grateful for this, you'll have more of this, right?
Right, right.
So,
yeah, and I think that this speaks to what I was just saying. You don't get what you pray for, you get where you pray from. And I'm like, I'm hearing in my head that there's someone out there going like, what? Like, talk more about that. And that's what it is, right? So if let me give an example. If I would like to enter prayer to know more of my abundant nature, right? And you know,
right.
And showing up in my life is I want it to look like my rent getting paid, or you know, my debt being cleared, or something like that, right? So
sure,
I could enter into prayer from a state of lack, right? Like focusing on what's not present in my life, focusing on what I don't have, focusing on the fear of not being able to pay rent or not being able to get out of this debt. And then that's what I'm feeding energy into. I'm actually feeding my prayerful energy into lack and limitation. However, if I focus on what I already do have, that my needs are totally met, that they've actually always been met, that I'm totally supported and supplied, that I come from the infinite arms of the universe, that I'm an abundant being, and I'm having an adventure in knowing more of my abundance. And then all of a sudden that changes the energy of the prayer. And now I'm not coming from lack and limitation. I'm actually coming from a space of abundance. And as I feed
right.
energy into that, then that's what gets to be created. And I get to line up more than with that, with that vibration of abundance. And then as I align with it, that's what I get to experience in the outer world. So I just wanted to explain a little bit more about what that meant for those people that might have gone, huh, when I said that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. And it's all, and thank you for explaining that, because it's a very subtle shift in the brain. It really
mm-hmm.
is. It's so subtle. And I think you clarified it, you know, beautifully, that it's where you're coming from. So because you can't
mm-hmm.
If your hands are full of everything that you wish you had, you know, the things that you don't want, you know, this, you don't want this lack, you have an empty bank
mm-hmm.
account, and that's where you're at in your head. You can't ask
mm-hmm.
for gratitude, or you can't ask for your rent to be paid or things like that, as long as you're holding on to all this
mm-hmm.
other stuff. So it's just
right.
really,
yeah.
it's a very simple shift in thinking. And because
mm-hmm.
The universe feels vibration, not words,
mm-hmm.
you know?
So that's right.
when
yeah.
you get into that, when you start vibing, you know, when you are, before you enter your prayer state, you know, and you come
mm-hmm.
from this place of gratitude, that's what the universe picks up on and
mm-hmm.
gives to you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and probably even more than you ever would have thought before. Probably even more
yeah.
than you ever
yeah.
asked for before, you know?
Yeah,
because
it's not a
language. It's a vibration, you know. So even going
mm-hmm.
into it, you know, clear the vibration out, get into that feeling of gratitude, and then, you know, just pause right there, and then when you're feeling it, go into
mm-hmm.
your prayer of, you know, knowing that you are always and forever taken care of. There is absolutely nothing that you can't have. You know, the world
yeah.
is. You know, yours for the taking. What are you going to take? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's like, what do you, yeah.
There's this great quote that you might have caught on Facebook or wherever that says, the universe isn't blessing you, it's responding to you.
Oh, yeah. I have
Which
not
I think
seen
is
that
such
one,
a...
but I love it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I
yeah.
love it too. And it's such a, I don't know about you, but I like a good spiritual bitch slap every once in a while, you know, like to
right.
get me back in my center and plugged in. And I think that,
right.
you know, what we were talking about in the beginning about this old paradigm of like God on a cloud, and, you know, that's either granting your wish list or denying your wish list, your prayer list. And that's the old paradigm, and it's not the highest truth, you know, and instead it's that the universe is responding to you. The universe is responding to your vibration. It's responding to your intentions, to your alignment, to your frequency. And when you get that, then you get the power that's within you to create a life that you love. You know, the power is right there. And there's this, Abraham Hicks has this great three-step outline of the manifestation process. And I always love it because it's so simple. And again, it's like a spiritual bitch slap for me, at least.
Yep.
The first step is you ask, right? That's the first step. Ask for what you want. And for a lot of us, that's a big step, you know, is getting clear on what exactly that is. The second step is you are immediately given it. It is given. Right? Like as soon as you ask, it is already given in the unmanifested form. And the third step is, which is of course the bulk of the work, you get to line up with the vibration of that which you are asking for. So really, you know, there's a little bit of work in asking, right? We got to clarify what it is that we want. We got to clarify what it is that we're willing to experience. The universe like is a yes machine. It just goes, yes, boom, given. And then the bulk, the iceberg, the giant iceberg of the work is, what do I have to let go of? What are all the old stories and the limiting patterns and the junk in my spiritual trunk that's standing in the way of me becoming the fullness of this vibration of abundance or prosperity or love or health or wholeness? You know, like, So a little three-stepper to remember, and I think that that's where prayer really helps. It helps in the asking, it helps in the feeling heard and held, and then it helps with stating your own intentions and your own willingness to become that which you are praying for, to line up with that which you are praying for. And to me, that's way
it
more new paradigm.
It also helps clarify. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you know. I think. It also the prayer process also helps you clarify. You know, everybody has that negative nabob, and you know that you know you just ought to know just toss that little nag in a box and wrap a chain around it and toss it somewhere you know in the deep recesses and not let it out, you know. And you know, for all we know, we're just all brains in a jar somewhere. So, you know, it's this clarification process, you know, and are we deserving? And okay. Assuming an equal playing field. Okay. And I love Abe. I love Abe's teachings. And, for at least 1,000 years, I've been listening. I did not tell you I was like 2 days older than dirt. So Abe was first, and then I've been learning ever since. But it is why do we feel that we need to deny ourselves? You know why do we feel that we're not worthy of whatever? You know, where does that come from? So you know, as Abraham says, nobody's going to deem you worthy. You got to, you know, deem yourself worthy, right? And then when you're in your clarification process, you know, don't argue with yourself about what you want. Just write it. You know, years ago, I had to teach myself how to walk my own talk. You know, and so I sat with my bills, and I've told this story a lot of times, and. But I did. I sat with these bills, and I would, you know, begrudgingly pay them. It's like, you know, the electric bill. You know, it's Con Ed, not ComEd. You know, the gas bill, this, that, and the other thing. And I said, all right, well, Karen, look, you're a student of metaphysics, right? Start applying this. Instead of just thinking it's all hogwash, start applying it to your life. And I went, right? So I sat with the bill. I think it was one of the utility bills, whichever one was first. I think it was NI Gas. And I thought, okay, you're just a piece of paper. That's all you are. You are a piece of paper. Money is also a piece of paper. So it's just an exchange, right? I'm exchanging this paper for this paper. But what this paper offers me is... Excuse me, a warm house in the winter. It offers me a hot shower whenever I want one. You know, it offers the the gas line to my stove. Excuse me, I feel like I've been talking all day. My and you know, so I got into this feeling of appreciation, right? This feeling of gratitude, and I no longer resented NICOR, you know, the gas. I no longer regretted paying the bill. And so when I got in that really good, good mood about, you know, because I could sit and bask for a hot shower for hours, you know, when I leave this plane front desk, there had better be one there. And that's all that I require, right? So I wrote out the check happily, and in the memo line, I wrote with gratitude, and then on to the next. And then, all right, what is it about this piece of paper, you know, that I am struggling with? Because again, it's paper. It's just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
What does this piece of paper mean to me? So then I got into the habit of feeling first. And then when I would write a check, whether it was to my hairdresser or for the groceries or whatever, you know, in that memo line, I would write with gratitude. And it got to the point where the woman who cut my hair wouldn't even take a check with, if I had not written it on there. She said, "You're missing something."
Oh, how
I'm like,
funny.
"What, did I forget to tip you?"
Oh, how funny.
She's like, "No." Yeah. And I thought, "Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's beautiful.
I'm so sorry. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you." You know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's
that's beautiful.
You know, because it you know, so when you talk about, you know, going into this into this prayer mode and clarifying, you know, I think part of the process that helps you delineate from this lack is realizing all of the thousands of people who are working really hard, you know, because if your electric bill is like $75, right, times, you know, divided by how many people work for the electric company, that's, you know, in the negative. So you're really getting the better end of that deal. You know what I mean? That is another way to get into that clarification process with what it is that you want before you, you know, go into prayer and to raise your vibration.
Yes.
Because it really does. It helps you just get like, ooh, giddy when it comes time to pay bills. Right? So.
Right. Yeah. I love it. It's
bring
like
it. I'll pay it.
It's like the embodiment of seek and you shall find. You know, if I'm looking for bad, awful, icky things, if I'm looking for things to be resentful of, if I'm looking for people to blame, I'm going to find it, you know. And
I'm
looking for things to be joyful for, if I'm looking for things to appreciate, things to be grateful for, I will find it, you know. So there's so much power that we have within our beings. You know, we're powerful, creative beings, and we get to create a life that we love. It's within us. It's not the outside world that dictates whether or not we get to live a life we love. It's within us. You know, that wasn't, you know, nothing changed. It's not like all of a sudden you got a boatload of money to pay your bills. It's not like all of a sudden, you know, your housing situation changed. You know, you were in the exact same home, having the exact same bills from the exact same companies, and yet your perspective changed, your inner world changed, and that created a completely different experience in the outer world. And I think so many times people see it as an outside-in process, you know, when this happens, then I'll be happy. When that happens, then I'll be able to get out of inside-out process. You know, when I line up with the vibration of abundance, then abundance happens. When I line up with the vibration of value and love, then the outer world gets to value and love me too. You know, when I line up with the vibration of health and wholeness, then I get to have an experience of health and wholeness in the outer world. So you're a living example of that. And to me, that's prayer in motion, you know, like a prayer is not, it's not just a cry for help, you know, it's not just a wish list to God. It's a powerful technology to help you line up with that which you are wanting and willing to experience in the outer world. And it's a two-way street, you know. It's like the game of telephone with God. It's like a hotline to God. I mean, it's not just that I'm speaking this into a black hole. Like, nobody wants that feeling. Nobody would continue prayers if they felt like it was going into a black hole. You know, prayer is a time when I get to plug into my God self, when I get to access the kingdom of heaven within, when I get to feel heard and held by that presence that's something greater. And then I get to activate it and co-create with it, you know. And like when I
right.
speak about it, I just get so – that excites me, you know. Like that's I feel I know that maybe not everyone wants that, but I feel like a large majority of us that it's felt and wanted deeply within our souls, that co-creative, connected
right.
feeling and sensation with our source, however you see it, you know.
Sure.
And then God
yeah.
doesn't care what you call it, right? So just call
right.
it whatever works for you, and
right.
and dance with it accordingly. Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. and I think that in of itself is another very powerful statement, because, you know, God doesn't care what you call it. It just wants you to dance in the rain, or dance like no one's watching, you know, and live your
yeah.
life the way
yeah.
you should live your life. I did a total unplug
right.
day on Black Friday. And
oh, that's great.
No. Internet, no television, you know, no, nothing.
Mm.
And I watch, if I watch 3 hours of television a week, that's a lot. But, and I am a proponent of shutting it all down, you know, and I want to have a national,
mm-hmm.
you know, unplug day. And,
mm-hmm.
you
oh,
know,
that's
because
great.
We get in, you know, as a hypnotherapist, okay, the, And mm-hmm. as a spiritual therapist that you are, and a teacher that you are, you know how the mind relaxes, right? And if you're sitting
mm-hmm.
down
mm-hmm.
and you're plugging into the television, you know, you're plugging into all of the fear and everything else that's coming out of that,
mm-hmm.
and whatever you resonate with,
yeah.
you take away with you. So,
right.
And it's as a hypnotherapist, I know what happens to the brain when you because it's the same state of mind that a hypnotherapist takes you to that relaxed state of mind. You know, it's been so bastardized by Hollywood that, you know, people don't even really truly understand what it is. And it's a state of mind that they're in and out of every single day. Every time that you're in that deep prayer, you are in the mode of receiving the change that you're seeking, and that's the
mm-hmm.
same
yes.
wavelength, the same state of mind that someone like me, someone like you, is trained to take someone to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I
yeah.
and
yeah.
it bothered me not one little bit to not have a television on, to not have any electronic components. Even my cell phone went unanswered.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know. And
yeah.
it was like, this is my total unplugged detox electronically day. And I think
that is awesome.
I would love it if people tried it once a week, you know, or at least if, you know.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, that would shift so much.
You know, yeah, just turn off the television. Don't watch the news. Don't listen
yeah.
to the news. Don't pay attention, you know. Because it's a
right.
it is a fear-based society, and we're here spreading joy, and people are like, don't you know Armageddon is coming? I'm like, well, can I stop it?
Right,
no.
Right.
So let me just, you know, unplug
right.
from you and unplug from
yeah.
whatever, and whatever happens, happens. You know,
yeah.
the only control I have is the control of my own reaction, right? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
when I hear those statements, and they're heartfelt from the people who are sharing them, you know, I just send that person love, and just send love all around the globe. And, you know, I think I believe that helps with a lot of issues. So,
yeah,
you know,
you're saying
just
something
sending
so
it.
Powerful here. About the mass consciousness that is our media, that is our television, and I really see it as, are you living an inside-out life or an outside-in life? And there's this Bible passage, and I was born and raised into a Christian family and a Christian structure, and of course I've since gone in a different direction, but still there's so many beautiful mystical passages in the Bible that still resonate with me today, and one of them is, you know, you can either build your house on sand or you can build your house on the rock. And the way that I see it is, if your whole identity and life structure and life matrix is built on the outside world of opinions and mass media and, you know, shifting tides, it's like the sand, it comes and it goes, it's not permanent. You know, what is scary in the 1980s is not scary in 2015. You know, the lack and limitation of yesteryear is not the lack and limitation of today. You know, it just comes and goes and comes and goes. However, if you build your life from the inside out, it's pulling away from mass human consciousness, from the collective consciousness of the human field, and you're turning to something infinite and ever expanding, and it's beneficial and it's good and it's supportive. And if you build your house on that, if you build your life matrix on that, it's eternal. It doesn't shift. It only expands and grows and amplifies from there. And so the outside world can do its little dance and change and shift and blow this way and blow that way. And you're unmoved, and something within you is unmoved. And it's so much more of a secure feeling, right? When you choose to plug out from the outside world and plug into the internal world. I think that that's such a powerful bigger picture thing, and I think that to do it once a week in an actual practical, like everyday real world way, that would be a powerful way to back that up and to, like you said, walk the talk.
For me it stabilizes, you know, it stabilizes me, it makes me feel more grounded. We have this rule at the kitchen table, no news talk. I don't want to hear it, you know. My husband is very fond of saying, yes, I'm very aware of your Pollyanna attitude. And I'm like, yes, and I'm very aware of your preppers, you know, got to be, you know, prepared. But I still don't understand, you know, for what? You know, if the end is coming, you want to be the only one surviving. You know, it's like, you know, so we go back and forth. So we're not allowed to have that conversation at dinner, ever, you know. And it is, and the more I stay away from television and the more I stay away from news, you know, I have like ABCDs, you know, that I put in and I listen to, or I have music that's very meaningful to me, and I put that in and I listen, and you know, and I allow myself to just shift, because I know no matter what happens, I'm good, you know. I understand, you know, it's like I think the other night I referred to it as, you know, little boys pissing in a sandbox, you know, excuse the expression, you know, and it's like that's their deal. And, you know, if we as, you know, spirit kind could, you know, do our best to disengage from what they're doing, we would be happier. And then who do they have to instill fear in? I mean, nobody's paying attention to them anymore. So, you know, I do believe on a global level, that would shift. I honestly believe that. And I would like to see it in practice. And I'm forever, turn it off. I mean, there's been a lot of studies about what happens to your brain, especially if the last thing you're listening to is the news at night. It's like a no, right? And there was, it's very interesting to me, because subliminal television was supposed to have been outlawed a long time ago, but it's very present in today's. And I saw a commercial and I thought, oh my God, you're kidding me. And then I was going to watch TV just to see how many commercials were like that. And I said, oh, my God, am I an idiot? No, I'm not doing that. I'm turning the television off. They're like, oh, my God, what am I even thinking? Watch television. But
yeah.
There was an interesting story out of Michigan. And I want to say it's Detroit. And don't hold me to that. But I want to say it was Detroit. There was a news station that wanted to understand why there is a Walgreens and a CVS popping up on every corner, just like, you know, within a block of one another, kitty corner to one another or whatever. And they did a test with a one market, and there used to be a commercial about depression, and it was, what happens is that all it is music, and the words are on the bottom of the screen. When you see that, you know, flip the channel, walk out of the room, don't get sucked into this commercial. And it was like the little thought bubbles. Do you ever, you know, feel like, you know, you're all alone at a party? You know, do you ever blah, blah, blah? You know, things, normal emotions that we go through each and every single day, right? And of course, people have felt out of place at a party, you know? Go back to high school and you were a jock and you wound up at a bong party. You feel a little uncomfortable and out of place, right? So, you know, everybody has felt that. But because you're watching the television, the music, and you are having to read it, every time they aired that commercial in one test market, 100 new prescriptions for that medicine was written.
Oh,
that
wow.
is how powerful your television is.
Yeah.
And turn it off. Turn it off. Just turn it off. And turn into shows like this, or to Julie's, to her perfect. I want to go back. You know, we're under 10 minutes, and I was thinking, you know, put in my time. I'm thinking, you know, I know we can talk for an hour easy. Do I want to do 90 minutes? And I was like, well, I didn't have time to ask you, so. I did it only in an hour, so I do apologize, but I would love to have you back again. But while we are talking about Julie Elizabeth Day, who is julieelizabethday.com, she offers so much. There are one-on-one sessions, you have classes and events, writing, the store. I want this. I'm going to have to order this. This would make a great Christmas gift. You have a breathe. Which happens to be, and the reason why I bring this up is because it actually happens to be the first CD in a 2-CD set of my most favorite CD ever. Actually, that's the name of it. It's called Breathe. It's by like Didgeridoos and the Call of the Eagle and the drums. It's very tribal.
It's
my most favorite by its a collective called Soul Food, and I love it. And so when I saw this, I went, oh, breathe, there we go, as a reminder to me. So
subtle messaging that's out there.
Exactly, yeah, breathe, right?
Right, yeah. That's my guided meditation CD that's out right now.
Yes. So
and,
there's four potent meditations, each one focused on the breath in a unique way. There's chakra breathing in and out. There's the ocean breath. Each meditation is 20 minutes in length and suitable for all levels of meditators, from beginner to advanced. And this is something else that I would love to talk with you about at another time if you'll come back. You know, wherever you are is a good time to meditate, you know. Having an altered space, sacred space is awesome. But you know, while you're, you know, washing dishes, you know, you can also meditate while you're doing the dishes, that type of thing.
Absolutely.
You know, so,
absolutely.
But
and if I may, Karen.
Yes.
Just to put that out there for those people that might want to join the New Moon Prayer Tribe, you can find all that information on my website, and there's actually a really potent community that we have around it on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, come and find me and friend me, and I post tons of stuff right around the new moon that can lead you to the New Moon Prayer Tribe, which is our prayer community. And we hold a space of unconditional love and support. So you don't have to know how to pray in a quote-unquote new paradigm way. Like, you're totally held and supported. And you'll see lots of people offering their prayer visions and their prayer requests for the new moon. And then the call itself, it's not an interactive call until the end when I unmute everyone and we say hi and how much we love each other. But you're totally guided and you're held in the prayer field. So feel free to come and dip your toes in the water and try it out. And also I have a school for practical mystics. So if you want to go even deeper and really be in an experiential field of learning and practicing things like prayer and meditation and visioning, that is something that's going to start up. The next term is going to be in February. So you can sign up for my newsletter and get all the information, or you can go to my website and get all the information. It's out there, and I'd love to walk with everyone for a while and support them if they feel called to do so. And so that's
right.
my little blurb. And thanks so much for having
you
me here, Karen.
Oh, yes. Well, we're not out of time yet, darling. So we still got a few minutes, so don't go anywhere. Because
we'll wrap it up with a bang.
That's right. Prayer is magic. I love the picture on your website, and this is under classes, events, right? And because if you go to Julie's website, julieelizabethday.com, there is so much information. Sign up for classes. Or, you know, jump in on the call around the new moon. Check out our writings, you know. Absolutely incredible. Julie Elizabeth Day is a dynamic force, in all honesty, and with regard to helping you shift your paradigm. No matter what it is, she can help you. Mm-hmm. And when you are on one of those calls, the free calls that she does with the new moons, you will walk away with a new sense of connectedness, a new sense of being, and that's a hyphenated word, you know, you just, and along with the sense of wholeness, you know, because, you know, we all think we travel alone, and then we get connected in a way like this and in a manner that is continuing to grow for Julie. And then you realize you're not alone. There are a lot of other people out there who will support you and love you in your journey, no matter what it is. And you just need to find that love and embrace it, and this is the perfect place and I couldn't think of anybody more suited for this role than Julie. And so it's been, you know, that first one, it was like I was all giggly afterward, and as I said, I didn't realize that it wasn't an interactive call, that you had muted it and unmuted at the end, but the energy, oh my God, the energy at the end is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So,
I agree.
There are you can go check out her writings, and then look at her archives and, just embrace it, you know, because everything, we are all connected. Mm-hmm. Everything is connected. And Julie, thank you so much for your time today. And I'm so glad that we finally got to do this phone call. And I hope you will come back and be my guest again.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Thanks for having me here, Karen. And thanks for the conscious conversation and the high-vibing passing of the baton with universal cosmic truths. And I had a great time. And just sending love to everyone listening in on this show now, and I hope you join our New Moon Prayer Tribe.
Absolutely. I hope they do too. This show, like all others, will be archived. I will, and it's the same link that I sent out to you that I posted all over Facebook, and once it's done and complete, it will post it again for those who have missed it. And you know, my hope is, and my intention is that people who need you find you, and those people that you need you find, and that everything is this love ball of gratitude for each and every connection, because it is, I promise you guys, it's a great time. And I think everybody should do that. So, Julie, thank you so much. So much.
You.
I'm so
thank
grateful
you.
To you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
and
thank
to
you.
Have this opportunity. Yay. Thank you, darling. You have a great rest of
likewise.
Your day.
Likewise.
All right.
Thanks, Karen. You as
Take
well.
Care.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.